This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Milk production is growing, but at a little slower rate, says Stonex dairy broker Dave Krasowski, who visits with Lee Milkey. Lee?
Dave, we're recording this prior to USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report issued Friday morning, but let's look at the dairy markets as we plunge deeper into September. What stands out to you right now, Dave?
It's milk tightness, Lee. I think that's the key underpinning factor for all of the markets, both here in the U.S. and globally. And it's not terrible milk tightness, but the trend has been fewer cows in the U.S., fewer cows in New Zealand, hotter weather, and that took a toll in Europe this summer. So milk production is growing, but at a diminished rate. And I think that underpins everything right now. We saw the GDT index up 4%. That's the largest single session move higher in 6 months. So you're seeing that the markets are bubbling up, not only here in the U.S., but globally. And I think that continues through September.
What concerns me, Dave, is the rising cost of production as dairy farmers look at feed prices and electricity and fuel and everything else going up. And you look at Class 3 futures, they don't promise a lot of break-evenness, let alone profit.
No, you're right. And I think that was felt more acutely this summer in Europe than it was in the U.S. I think the next 4, 5, 6 months, those higher costs are really going to start to come through the milk checks here or affect milk checks in the U.S. So you're right. I mean, looking at $17 for, well, right now we're at $17.60 for all of 2022. Generally, that would be a fantastic milk price. It's not the case necessarily today. So there are things you can do to protect yourself. You can look at DRP. You can put a band of reason around so you don't lose too much. Should we have made too much cheese, for example? But the reality is, I think we're here early September. We're at the forefront of a bigger demand time period for holiday demand and schools obviously back in session. So I think producers ought to let this market rise a little bit. Let us see if it has some legs to it. I think the prospects of that are actually probably a little bit better on the Class 4 than Class 3 market, but both of them could move up together as we go through the fall. And I think that gives them a lot better opportunity to look at DRP or look at floor prices or whatever they may want to do from a risk management perspective next year.
Stonex Dairy Group broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago.
Thank you, Lee. Two new grant programs announced this past week by USDA designed to support agricultural stakeholders who haven't yet received substantial federal pandemic financial assistance. We hear more from Rod Bain, who has comments from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Tom Vilsack mentioned earlier in the week when announcing pandemic relief grants for farm, food, and frontline grocery store workers.
We expect and anticipate to be making another announcement for a separate $700 million suite of pandemic safety and response grants directed at producers, processors, farmers markets, distributors, and seafood processors.
With that announcement made Thursday by the Agriculture Department, the Agricultural Marketing Service will oversee the application process for two new grant programs. Pandemic Response Safety Grants and Seafood Pandemic Response Safety Block Grants are designed to support ag stakeholders yet to receive substantial federal financial assistance in responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. USDA will soon publish requests for applications for both grant programs. More details are available online at www.ams.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting.
Agriculture Secretary also on a call with reporters late last week talking about the benefits of investing in climate smart infrastructure in rural areas.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that an important aspect of building back rural America better is investing in more efficient energy production, climate smart infrastructure.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack on a some $460+ million investment, with about a quarter of that going to rural areas to help with energy efficiency.
We'll essentially save the equivalent of 379 million kilowatt hours of electricity, which is enough essentially to take care of the needs of over 35,000 homes. Climate smart infrastructure can lower energy costs for rural small businesses and farming operations. It can also spur economic development, which can support jobs and provides the opportunity for lower electric rates, which obviously makes it easier to attract new businesses.
Again, that's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Dairy education and exports will be our topic tomorrow on our PDPW Producer Tuesday. That's coming up tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.